You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
The hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh!
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. This is a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam, and I'm still a faggot. I hope you're doing well. It's Sunday evening, and hopefully you had a nice weekend. It's been a couple of days since I got on here, so I don't know. First and foremost, I guess, in the world around us, I was very inspired by the Democratic National Convention, and it was a little weird, obviously. It was, touch-free, contact-free, but it was like, kind of like a Jerry Lewis telethon without the mugging. So it was pretty good, though, and I did feel very, very good coming through, seeing a lot of Republicans supporting Biden publicly was fascinating and encouraging. We're headed into the thick of this, and Trump is doing everything he can to break every law that we have that protects our elections and our democracy right now, even as we speak. So we're all going to have to gird our loins, okay? It's time to, we're going to have to fight, honestly. We're going to have to fight this one out. And everybody's got to be on board 100%, okay? So all the gays and all the blacks and all the everybody, you're going to have to get up off your asses and you're going to have to go and vote, okay? And you're going to have to work up until then to get the word out, because this has to be a no-doubter, okay? So that's all I have to say about that, as Forrest would say. I was going to talk about piss tonight, but I posted a video earlier featuring, it's from a porn star / Dom. He's a black alpha. His name's Jesse Jason, at Jesse Jason XXX on Twitter, and he has Just for Fans, he has the normal sites that anybody in that industry has, you know. He is an amateur porn star, okay, so he's not a professional, with like Raheem Shabazz has or anything like that. It's all amateur. But this video that I posted tonight is fascinating to me. I got to tell you, in the video, and I'm going to put a link in for the video. Okay. In the video, his faggot is kneeling on the ground on the floor, and the faggot has done something wrong. Now, it's not mentioned in the video what the faggot did, but, Master Jesse Jason. I don't know if that's his last name, if Jason's his last name, but anyway, he hauls off and slaps the faggot across the face very, very hard. And the faggot kind of crumples against the bed and almost starts to cry. And I don't think the faggot was expecting that. And then Master does an amazing thing. I'm going to call him Master Jesse, if just for short, okay? But he stands right up in front of the faggot, and he puts his hands on the faggot's face and hair and in his hair, and he holds the faggot to his crotch and just holds him there and strokes his head. And then he leans down and he kisses the faggot multiple times and kind of whispers, you know, it's okay, you're okay, you know. And the faggot apologizes profusely. Master Jesse puts the faggot's head back into his crotch and just holds him there like a child. And the faggot actually asks Master Jesse if he could hug Master Jesse. And Master Jesse allows it and hugs him back, okay? Now, after that, Master Jesse undoes his pants and pulls his cock out and feeds it to his faggot, and the faggot starts sucking him off, you know? So it kind of shifted back into, you know, master servant. But there was that moment there that I wanted to zero in on because there's so much that bothers me about the violence in the scene, in gay culture in general, honestly. But when you start dealing with dom sub situations, alpha fag, straight alphas and faggots, there's so much abuse and so much violence in it, you know, and first and foremost, let's just be frank. Men have this drive for abuse, okay? Men get off on exerting their power that way. Having a weaker person under their control when they can do anything they want. And they prove that by, you know, abusing that person that's in their care, you know. And and it's so easy. It's such an easy thing. And I understand that it feels dominant to beat up a weaker person, but you're really not, you're not really a more powerful person because you can beat up somebody who's weaker than you, right? And so, like, when men who think that they're being dominant by beating up a faggot, in some ways, they're demonstrating how weak they really are, right? Now, that having said that, there is a place for discipline with an alpha and his faggot. In fact, I would argue that it's almost necessary. Because honestly, faggots misbehave a lot. Time and time again, I've seen lots of terrible fag behavior. And I've heard of terrible fag behavior. And I've known faggots that really, really needed to be whipped a couple of times, you know, just to get their mind back in the game, you know. Faggots do tend to be a little selfish, honestly, for creatures that are born to serve. They can be remarkably selfish, and a lot of times faggots will forget their place in relation to a man and start to think that they deserve more, and they have to discipline readjusts that, you know, in a lot of respects. So I think discipline is important. It doesn't, the faggot doesn't need to be, doesn't have, need to have broken bones and be bleeding out its eyes, okay, for that to happen. Sometimes it can be a discipline, just a look, right, or a word. Sometimes it takes a little bit more than that. But what Master Jesse did is what we call aftercare, okay, in the scene. In the BDSM world, aftercare is a very crucial step. When an alpha or a master disciplines their faggot, you know, spanks it, slaps it, whatever, the aftercare is vital for primarily two reasons. The first one is, of course, that the alpha wants the faggot to understand that discipline is a form of love, just as much as a hug is a form of love. And the alpha is equating those two things together with through aftercare and helping the faggot to come down off of the discipline and assimilate the discipline inside itself, inside its heart. Also, aftercare helps the faggot to decompress, I guess, from that, you know. So it takes that lesson that it learned through discipline to its heart, where it yields peaceable fruit in the long run, okay? So I guess this is the thing, okay? All true alphas who use and own faggots, they employ aftercare, that kind of thing that's in that video. I just cannot stress enough, that video was so so impactful to me. When I saw it, my mouth was hanging on the floor, you know, when I saw it. Because it just shows a wealth of understanding and care and a dedication to training, you know, and it's also insightful. And I like alphas that only abuse. They don't know what they're doing. They're immature, okay? And if you're a faggot that's out there and you're serving a man who only abuses you, who only hurts you and doesn't provide aftercare, you're with a guy that does not deserve to be served and worshipped that way, okay? Because he doesn't know what he's doing and he doesn't have any control over himself. Any alpha that owns and uses a faggot or faggots, you have to look at the faggot as your possession, just like you would have a dog and you would take the dog to obedience school, right? And the dog's not going to like the choke collar, right? And the dog's not going to like getting swatted on the ass when it does something wrong. But you, as a concerned owner, look at the dog and say, I want the dog to be the best that it can be. So you discipline it, and then you reward it, right? You are reinforcing positive behaviors and disciplining against the bad ones. You have to look at your faggot like that dog. You have to invest some time into your faggot to make the faggot do what you want it to do and please you the way you want to be pleased. All mature alphas, all true alphas who own and use faggots employ this. Even if you're just a fin dom, okay, just a financial dominator, okay, financial dominant, I guess, which should be what I said. But even if you're just a fin dom, you're not having sex with a faggot, okay, the faggot's still serving you, right, and you still want it to obey. Discipline needs to come with aftercare, even in those situations. If you're not doing that, those things, then you are ruining whatever you're building with this faggot. I mean, I just kind of assume that every alpha that owns and uses a faggot has a goal in mind, right? I mean, why are you in that situation if you don't want to mold and build something for yourself, right? So that's an investment. It's just like if you were going to build a house for yourself, you're going to invest money and you're going to invest time and everything else to make that house what you want. A faggot is the same way. A wife would be the same way, right? So, but I mean, the wife's a little different, obviously, because a faggot is much more like a dog than a wife, right? But still, anything in your life, if you're an alpha, everything in your life has a purpose and a meaning why it's there. So you can choose to take care of it or you can choose to trash it, right? Why is alphas, real alphas, build? They build up. And so that's what Master Jesse was doing in that case, you know. And it was just so encouraging because I've been comforted in aftercare by alphas, and I know how I felt. I felt like I could go through the fires of hell for that alpha, you know. And honestly, I'm sure that there are faggots listening to this right now who are probably nodding their heads in agreement and saying, yeah, I feel the same way, you know, when my master disciplines me and then gives me aftercare. I guarantee you that those faggots feel the same way. You're just so grateful to be in that protective cocoon with that alpha and that you know you can trust him even when you want to cry over what he's done or what's happened, right? You know that you're safe with him. It's huge. And Master Jesse, that was a truly an amazing moment there, captured on video, and I'm so grateful that he posted it. So I suggest you watch it. And I suggest that, particularly alphas listening, please think about that. Think about what you want to be building for yourself. You know, you can just have a bunch of transactional faggots in your life come and go that don't bring you any honor, that don't give you any worship the way you deserve, you know. So build a house for yourself that's worthy of you, you know. Anyway, well, I just really wanted to highlight that video because I was just, I was really just so happy to see that video. And I think everybody should watch it, but particularly alphas should watch it. So anyway, I apologize for the long delay, and I hope that everything is going good for you guys. And I am going to toddle off to bed now, I think, but I enjoyed talking to you for a little bit. Again, my website is fagsworshipalphas.com, And you can reach me at fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com or on Kick, Normal Submissive, or on Twitter on two separate accounts. You can look at all my contact information on the sticky post at the top of the website, okay? Anyway, buy the book, May I Serve You, Sir, available in 3 languages and soon to be a 4th language, German, is coming soon. So, yeah, go out there and find yourself an alpha who will give you the aftercare that you desire, all right? I will talk to you all later. Take care, okay? I love ya. Bye.